From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The tributes are pouring in for the late Justice Antonin Scalia, the longest-serving justice on the U.S. Supreme Court, who died of natural causes in Texas. The conservative Scalia was 79 years old. He was appointed to the High Court by President Ronald Reagan in 1986. President Barack Obama paid tribute to Scalia and said he plans to nominate a successor as the Constitution calls for.
I plan to fulfill my constitutional responsibilities to nominate a successor in due time. Now, there will be plenty of time for me to do so and for the Senate to fulfill its responsibility to give that person a fair hearing and a timely vote.
Earlier Saturday, U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, a Republican, voiced opposition to President Obama nominating a successor because he wants to wait until after the November elections. Democratic Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid said Obama can and should send the Senate a nominee right away. Pope Francis has celebrated Mass at the Basilica of the Virgin of Guadalupe in Mexico City. Thousands of cheering faithful jammed the square in front of the Basilica to hear the Argentine-born Pope. His homily alluded to the themes of his visit: poverty, immigration, and crime. Earlier, the pontiff demanded that Mexican bishops courageously challenge what he called the insidious threat posed by the drug trade. Saturday morning at the presidential palace, the Pope told President Enrique Peña Nieto and government authorities that those in public office responsible for the common good must be honest and upright. Francis is on his first official trip to Mexico. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says that Syria is at a turning point in history. Kerry told the Munich Security Conference in Germany decisions made in the near future could either end the war or define a very difficult set of choices for the future. He also criticized Russia's targeting of opposition groups instead of terrorists.
The vast majority, in our opinion, of Russia's attacks have been against legitimate opposition groups. And to adhere to the agreement that has been made, we think it is critical that Russia's targeting change.
Despite the UN Security Council's demand that all parties immediately cease any attacks against civilians, Kerry said the Damascus regime's offensive aimed at civilian areas has only increased. Russia has continued its airstrikes in northern Syria since the plan for a partial truce was announced early Friday. Moscow's spokesmen have insisted repeatedly that their forces are not targeting civilians. Meanwhile, Turkey's military shelled Kurdish militia targets in northern Syria on Saturday. The shelling took place north of the city of Aleppo after Kurdish fighters, backed by Russian bombing raids, drove Syrian rebels from a former military airbase near the Turkish border. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the shelling had targeted the airbase and a village captured from rebel troops by the Kurdish-backed YPG militia. Turkey considers the Syrian Kurdish Democratic Union Party and its YPG militia to be branches of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, which has waged a decades-long insurgency against Turkey. NATO's top official on Saturday rejected Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev's suggestion that the Western military alliance had rekindled the Cold War. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said that all of NATO's moves, had been defensive and proportionate in direct response to Russia's actions.
NATO does not see confrontation, and we do not want a new Cold War. But we have to respond to Russian military buildup, which we have seen over several years.
NATO has been conducting more military maneuvers in countries bordering Russia, as well as stationing equipment and multinational troops there. It has also established a rapid reaction force. The United States, meanwhile, plans to quadruple its military spending in Europe to $3.4 billion in 2017. And Colombia's National Health Institute said Saturday more than 5,000 pregnant women in the Andean country are infected with the Zika virus. For more on these stories, please visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.